When I asked Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza what would happen if Americans didn't wake up and get active, she didn't mince words. If we don't collectively get active in defense of safety and justice for all of us, a lot of us will reap the consequences, including death, she said. No one is coming to save us except for us, so we might as well get to work. That's a sentiment I heard echoed by many of the activists I spoke to for this book. The time for action is now. Yesterday, really. And if you are a person who cares about your own future, the future of the people around you, and the future of your nation, it's your responsibility to roll up your metaphorical sleeves and jump into the fray. Of course, this can be easier said than done. It's scary and overwhelming to think about how much is at stake. Access to healthcare, abortion rights, voting rights, the physical safety of trans people when they walk down the street, the physical safety of Black Americans when they interact with police, and, you know, the survival of the entire freaking Earth. The first months of Donald Trump's presidency provided a litany of examples of what can happen when a white supremacist agenda makes its way into the White House. The following are just a handful. Travel bans targeting Muslim-majority countries were issued. The GOP attempted to do some combination of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, which left up to 32 million people vulnerable to losing health insurance over less than 10 years. The president pulled back protections for women workers. The president touted what he labeled a military operation to identify, arrest, and deport undocumented immigrants. A guidance protecting transgender students in public schools was rescinded. A budget was proposed that cut funding for PBS, the National Endowment for the Arts, and Meals on Wheels. The president pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. The global gag rule was drastically expanded, prohibiting any global health funding for organizations that provide or even mention abortion as an option to women. An Obama-era rule that prohibited mentally ill individuals from purchasing guns was rolled back. The president signed a measure that allows states to withhold Title X funding for family planning from clinics that provide abortions. The president issued a memo directing the Pentagon to ban transgender people from openly serving in the U.S. military. Let's play a terrifying game and try to name a few of the groups that stood to be impacted by those decisions. Trans kids, undocumented immigrants, documented immigrants, Muslim Americans, public school students, children who watch Sesame Street, poor senior citizens, artists, women who need birth control, women who need maternity care, anyone who needs health care at some point in their lives and can't afford to pay thousands of dollars every time they access it, all Americans who would prefer the United States protect its national security interests, people who are looking to spend some quality time on planet Earth. That covers a hell of a lot of people. This is a time to define the values our country stands for and to fight for those values, Tina Chen, former chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama and executive director of the Obama White House Council on Women and Girls, told me. Like caring for those in need, expanding social justice for all, and protecting our planet for future generations. The beauty of our democratic system is that these choices are in the hands of the people, citizens who can make their voices and their votes heard. And during those first months of Trump's presidency, we witnessed what a difference it makes when people are paying attention and taking a stand. The women's marches across the country became the largest single-day demonstration in U.S. history. People showed up en masse to protest at airports within hours of Trump's initial sweeping travel ban. Citizens came to town halls and flooded their elected officials' offices with calls, creating political roadblocks for a GOP-controlled Congress that wanted to swiftly repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Thousands of women expressed interest in running for office. Collective action makes a difference. We've seen it happen. When you are a member of a group whose basic rights and safety are generally protected, it can be easy to ignore that the rights and safety of your fellow citizens are not. This cushion of security can make it seem to some of us like politics is something that can be separated from ourselves and our lives. For some Americans, the election was a clarifying moment. For some, specifically middle and upper-class progressive white people, a long-treasured vision of this country as unified and fundamentally open-minded, was dashed.